Much like outdoor dining and cinemas, gyms were allowed to reopen on Monday for individual training, as were swimming pools and leisure centres. But we wanted to see how they were getting on after lockdown and what's different now in our gyms. And I'm delighted to be joined by Evan. And Evan is from a gym that's pretty close to us here. Good morning to you, Evan.
Hi, friend. How are you?
And good to talk to you today.
Thanks very much for having me on.
What about opening up, Evan? What was that like for you?
Obviously, friend, we would have kind of came out of kind of lockdown maybe two or three times already by now, you know, so we kind of would have had the experience already and a lot of the precautions already in place coming out of this lockdown here now as well. So it was just, it made it that little bit easier, of course. And obviously, it was a lengthy time, you know, it was a good 5 months out as well. So we're kind of all a bit rusty ourselves here. But we were working hard behind the scenes as well here in Extreme CSC in Clonmel. Just to make sure that the health and safety of all our members are met. And that's our main priority here.
What was it like for people to come back? I mean, were they really anxious to get back to the gym, Evan?
Oh, of course. We opened up on Monday morning. We opened up at 5:30. And from the minute I opened up the door, the people were just coming through. And you just knew by their attitudes, and there was good vibe, and everyone was absolutely delighted to get back. It was just for the social aspect of working out and just meeting other people and stuff like that as well. It was great. It was great. It was good vibe around.
What is the story with the one-to-one, though? How does that affect what's happening in the gyms?
Of course. So we would obviously, like I said there a few minutes ago, just with the necessary precautions that we're doing, and obviously the individual training, we're kind of enforcing that a good bit, and our staff are trying to do our best here as well, just trying to keep everyone like social distanced as well, and obviously not like in groups of twos or threes and stuff like that as well. People are kind of they are trying to come in with their friends and all that kind of stuff, and I totally understand, but we got to keep to the rules ourselves here as well. And like make sure that we're enforcing it big time. So,
right. Yeah. Have you any idea when you'll be back to so-called normal, Evan?
We don't have a time frame on that yet, friend. So we're kind of waiting for more guidance from Ireland Active and just more kind of guidelines as well, just to see where we are. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks, even a couple of months. I'd say I'm hoping it could be by September, October, we'd be able to get that a little bit more easier. You know, like we will be in July now, we will be starting our exercise classes back. And I take it they'll probably be in groups of six and pods of six. So at least that's another step forward as well for ourselves to be able to come in, get the classes going, get people kind of together as well. Obviously, social distancing in place as well.
Right. You have a fantastic facility there because we're well aware of it and we've worked with you from time to time as well.
You did.
I'm just wondering, though, if there are new people who want to get involved with Extreme, is it a case that, you know, it will be some time before you can take on new people?
See, at the moment now, friend, like we are taking new members as well at the moment, okay? Because you've been in here a couple of times yourself.
Sure.
And
here
you have there. So obviously you can see the space that we have here. It is quite big.
It's huge.
It's huge. It's huge. It is.
Yeah.
It is huge. So we can take that a little bit more now at the moment, okay? So, and with the numbers that we have, there's plenty of space. There's plenty of, like, there's 2 meters between everyone. So we are taking new memberships here at Extreme, and a lot of people have been on to me just since we opened up to see could they get joined up and stuff like that. And I think everyone kind of wants to get back into the gym here as well. Maybe not just themselves, anywhere.
Do you think that COVID will have caused a boost for your business? Do you think?
I think so. Yes.
Yeah.
From my point of view, I think it has. I've been constantly going out since I started here at Extreme. Obviously answering emails, Instagram posts, Facebook messages also as well. Do you know? And I have had a lot of messages trying to join. Yeah, see, could we join up? And we did have a waiting list. We had a waiting list here as well for the last couple of months. Mm. Obviously, because like we had to stop the numbers coming in due to COVID.
Of course, yeah.
But we have a lot of kind of like people trying to join now.
Were you a bit frustrated by it all, Evan? Do you think it was necessary, the clampdown on gyms?
My point of view, yes and no. Okay. So what do you think? Like, of course, I totally understand where they were coming from. I do myself. Obviously, with the environment that we're in, like, you know, when we're indoors and obviously people let you on treadmills and bikes and they're sweating and spluttering and all that kind of stuff. I do understand that aspect of it. That's why they would have obviously closed gyms down as well. I was obviously frustrated. I was out of a job also as well. So that's obviously not good either, you know. But I could see their kind of point of view, and like see other people's point of view in the aspect of for mental health and physical fitness, all that kind of stuff too. But everyone adapted to it. Everyone at home. I've been talking to a lot of people, and they got gym equipment. A lot of people would have got to the roads and started taking up running, taking up cycling, stuff like that. So like that would help. That would help the like physical fitness and for your mental health also.
And that's for sure. Indeed, you have a website that people can have a look at, I presume, Evan.
Yes, we do. Extreme CSC. Okay, if they want to pop over to them. So like it would be all our gyms on that. So we have 5 or 6 gyms we would have. So you can look up either our gyms. So if you want to look up us, it'll be in Clonmel. All our prices, all our membership fees, all that kind of stuff, and relating to personal training or fitness plans, everything's on there for you.
All right. Well, listen, we wish you well, Evan, and thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Good morning to you. Evan is manager of Extreme CSC in Gartenfuhr Business Park in Clonmel, just down from us here. News and